This is Jeffrey Blackburn. You are looking at one of two paintings that I have in this exhibition. First, a bit of history. From 1970 to 1973, prior to my Red Rock period, I painted almost exclusively Old West figurative scenes, often featuring cowboys on the trail doing various cowboy things and prospectors panning for gold and so on. One of the last of these works, entitled The Posse, was completed in 1972 and displayed at the Jailhouse Gallery in Taos, New Mexico. After a few months, I decided that the posse would look more natural, riding through a desert than through a forest, so I asked the gallery to return the painting so I could change the background. One by one, the posse began disappearing under a coat of paint, until at last, there was only the sheriff, riding along the edge of a cliff, rifle in hand. Finally, he too was painted over, and the painting Desert Canyons was created. The final version, now entitled Desert Canyon, was completed in 1974 and thus began my Red Rock period. During the last great uranium boom of the 1970s, I co-owned and operated a mineral exploration company, North American Resources Corporation, based in Salt Lake City, operating out of Moab, Utah. I prospected, staked claims, drilled, and promoted uranium properties all over the Colorado Plateau. On occasion, I even confronted armed claim jumpers. I wheeled and dealed with local claim jumpers and major energy companies, often doing million-dollar deals on soggy napkins in bars and restaurants into the wee hours. During this period, I met with the legendary Charlie Steen and the late mining magnate and adventurer and art collector Maxie Anderson, the first balloonist to cross the Atlantic Ocean. Impressed with my work, Mr. Anderson subsequently purchased and commissioned several paintings, including the original oil painting, Red Canyons, which was the basis of the Red Canyon serigraph that President Reagan displayed in the White House and which appeared on an episode of the Murder, She Wrote TV show. Even as I trekked the outback, staking claims, prospecting, and doing deals, I also continued with my art, sketching and photographing along the way. Between forays to our various properties, I would return to my studio and create paintings. If I had 1,000 lifetimes, I could not begin to do it justice. Since the late 1970s, I have focused almost entirely on creating Red Rock landscapes around the Moab area. This area is very special to me, since so much of my great uranium adventure happened here. The Indian Summer painting has evolved through three incarnations. The first incarnation was entitled Double Arch, painted in 2005. The colors were totally different, much lighter, no red glowing arch. In 2007, I totally revised the painting, endowing the arch with a red glow, totally changing the look of the piece. In 2011 to 12, it morphed yet again, but, and that's a but with two T's. Let me explain. There's a story here. It began one October morning in 2005. My late wife Jean and I got up well before dawn and drove to Arches National Park near Moab and hiked to Double Arch. I wanted to be in position to photograph the sunrise coming up through the arch. While setting up my tripod and focusing in on the arch in a rapidly increasing light, I noticed through my camera's viewfinder what looked like something moving in the arch. I zoomed in to see a guy with no shirt, in white shorts and suspenders, climbing up through the arch. At least that's what I thought he was doing at the time. He was bent over, rear end, facing my camera right in the middle of the arch. I waited a few minutes, and still, he didn't move. So I moved to a different spot to try to get him out of the shot, or at least into a less obvious position. But when I moved, he moved, keeping his butt in the frame. This went on for 20 or so minutes. There was absolutely no question. This jerk was mooning me, intentionally goofing up my shot. In the earlier version, I just deleted this idiot and forgot all about it. Years later, I was reviewing my old photos and rediscovered this clown in my shot. My initial reaction was annoyance, as it had been all those years before. Then I had the bright idea. He had given me a perfectly scaled human presence. So in 2011 to 12, I decided to paint this mooning buffoon into my scene, changing him into a native hunter. I also added significant detail and two critters into the scene. The original 2005 version, entitled Double Arch, took 462 hours to paint. It took an additional 150 hours, plus or minus, for the 2007 Double Arch Dawn version, and another 150 hours, plus or minus, for the last and final version. Truly a study in masochism. All in all, it worked out rather well, butts and all. Thank you, Bozo. I try to paint a scene the way you might remember it. I want you to be able to go into the scene, to feel like you're actually there. I want you to see something new every time you look at the painting. The tight detail in my work makes this possible. With looser, more painterly work, you are stopped at the surface of the painting. I use a lot of glazes and very little paint, layering thin, transparent colors on top of each other. This approach lets you look into the paint. Although I have studied art both privately and at the University of Utah, I am essentially self-taught.